make it this timber? You're gonna build me a boat. Would you make it teak and cedar? See, the teak looks so sharp as I'm walking round. See, it smells so good as it burns to the sea.
Part of that class is just demystifying boat building. There's nothing flat and square about the project. And it's not that it's more difficult than making a table or a cabinet or a house. It's just that it's a different way of looking at it.
That's Master Woodworker John Beltman delving into his philosophy on building boats. John has been an instructor at North House Folk School in Grand Marais for 20 years, teaching a range of woodworking courses. I'm Jim Gallagher, and today on Paddle Minnesota, we'll hear about the Susan Skiff boat building course John will be instructing at North House coming up in September of this year. Here's John.
Well, the Susan Skiff is a really basic boat, a flat bottom roll boat. When I first started teaching at North House, there was a bunch of boat builders. And so I ended up teaching other things, wood turning and chair building and things like that. And then a number of those boat builders were from the East Coast. And at some point, the novelty of traveling to Minnesota, I guess, wore off. And so we don't have as many boat building instructors as we once did. And also, North House teaches a variety of kinds of boat building. So I'm the traditional lapstrake boat building department. And there's strip-built boats, and there's wood canvas boats, and there's other different things, plywood boats that go on there that I'm not involved in. When they asked me to come up with a basic introductory class, what would be the boat to teach boat building, I immediately said, without even thinking about it, that the Susan Skiff is the boat to do that. It's a relatively simple project, but there's a lot of steps. So you get to learn a lot of steps that are applicable to lots of other boat building projects. We do a couple different versions of the class. One is you come and build your own Susan Skiff, and you go home with a boat, and you spend 16 days at North House, and so you learn all the steps then. We also have done a six-day class where a group works on a boat, and we don't commonly get to finish the boat or to cover everything in 6 days. And so now I just came back from a class that was we're concentrating on the finishing aspects of the Susan Skiff, and we had hoped that some of those people that had started the boat would then take the second half of it, but it didn't work that way. It was completely different students. Part of that class is just demystifying boat building. You know, like canoe paddles and Windsor chairs and snowshoes and lots of things that I build, there's nothing flat and square about the project. And it's not that it's more difficult than making a table or a cabinet or a house. It's just that it's a different way of looking at it. Once you figure that out, then it all kind of falls into place.
You're a little more accepting of things that aren't flat and square
when
after working on a boat or a canoe or a paddle or something. And I've heard you say that, you know, an awful lot of your work is done by eye. You look for the symmetry, you look for the curve, you look for what you want out of a project, and it's a different way of building by eye. How did you come to that? How did you come to develop that skill, or was that just come from your background in boat building and canoe building?
I think it started out with boats and canoes. That was, you know, what trained me to look at wood differently. One guy I know refers to it as woodworking without the fence. The fence on the table saw, the fence on the router, the fence on, you know, and everything comes out of there perfectly square and
gotcha.
And straight. Mm-hmm. And when you're doing it without the fence, well, then, you know, it could be anything.
What are you building this boat out of?
The framing is mostly black ash, sometimes white oak, kind of depends on what I can get. And the planking is white pine. It's clear white pine. I mean, it's really beautiful white pine. There's Hedstrom Sawmill just up the hill from North House is our supplier. Well, I don't know if the Hedstroms or the Rylas would be the white pine kings in Minnesota, but one of the two anyway.
Is that wood getting harder to get? There's less of it, but you can still find it? How would you describe that?
Less of
that?
It, but you can still find it. You know, for an operation the size of what I do, I mean, I'm not looking to build thousands of boats, so...
Right.
If a person was going to do that, then yes, maybe the supply would be inadequate. But many of these small boats used to be built out of cedar. It's just nearly impossible to find local clear cedar. There are other places in the world where cedar is still big and clear. But
how long is the Susan Skiff that you're building, that you're working on?
It's a 12-foot boat. You could scale it up, but it'd be a different boat. There's three boards on the side. The bottom is what we call Carvel planking. The boards are edge to edge, and then cotton is pounded in between the seams.
It's caulked with cotton. Yes. That's a traditional method, right?
Very traditional method. It's not something that I've done a lot of, but I think it's a pretty interesting thing to do. And then the sides are lap strake, three boards on a side. And lap strake is what I'm more passionate about than Carvel planking. Carvel planking is what really big schooners and square ridge ships used to be built like that.
And those were built with oak planking primarily?
Oak planking, and then they would pound in oakum, tarred hemp fibers in between the seams. So even though we're on a small project, we're relating to lots of other bigger boats and other projects. My goal with that class, those that aren't taking their own boat home, is that they can go home and be equipped to start on a boat building project.
They'll have skills that are transferable to other projects and other kinds of boats. They'll be familiar with an awful lot of techniques, it sounds like.
Yeah, and a lot of different tools and designs and ways of looking at things and that maybe they hadn't thought about before.
Well, North House has a real gorgeous facility. Tell me a little bit about the shop that they have there.
It's right on Lake Superior. There are a number of buildings there. But the one in which most of the boat building and woodworking happens in is the Red Building. And it has big windows right on the shore of the lake, south-facing windows. And then there's also a milling shop. So what we try to do is do all the big noise and dust in the milling shop and then have the workbenches, the classroom space in the Red Building there with the big windows by the wood stove. It's a pretty big facility.
It's a big old Forest Service warehouse is what it used to be.
There were two Forest Service garages, which are now the Red Building and the Blue Building. And, they used to have garage doors and cement floors and partitions, and they do not anymore. The next boat building course I'm teaching is the Susan Skiff, and it is scheduled for September, end of September, beginning of October.
Coming up this year.
And it'll be in the upcoming catalog, which is also an online catalog. Oh. That is a build-your-own class, but also those people that want to come and just learn boat building can come in the middle of it for 6 days and work on that boat.
John Beltman, Master Woodworker, thank you very much.